This update is brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, with superior mobile voice and data coverage. Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Gagetown man, convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle, was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail on Monday. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Eric George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail, with 0 days of credit served, with work release being an option. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has announced new charges against Tanner Cody Carr stemming from an airboat incident in late February. The incident occurred when three men were ice fishing in Saginaw Bay Canal covered with ice in Seaboyne Township. An airboat operator, identified as Tanner Cody Carr, approached the men, breaking the ice, and engaged in a confrontation. As the airboat departed, the driver allegedly intentionally maneuvered around the fishermen, causing one individual to fall into the water, as reported by Sheriff Hansen in a press release. The victim described the harrowing experience, noting he immediately ended up in the water, estimating its depth to be around 8 feet. Appearing before Judge Gerald M. Prill in the 52nd Circuit Court on Monday, Carr faced charges of felonious assault and three misdemeanors related to vessel operation during his arraignment. Refusing the plea deal, Carr has set the stage for a trial. The case will be remanded back to the 73rd B District Court for a preliminary examination, where the prosecution will amend the charges to include three counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, and one count of felonious operation of a vessel. And we will be right back with more news at WLEW and WHST after this.
Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb area's Goodman dealer.
As the proud owner of a local heating and air conditioning business, I've been around the block a time or two. Yeah, I've probably been around yours several times. What I've learned is that the heating and cooling systems my customers prefer come from Goodman, no matter what block they live on.
Thank goodness for Goodman. For indoor comfort at home, one name stands alone. Thank goodness for Goodman.
Get total comfort in your home with a new Goodman heating or AC system installed by the pros at Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Give Kent Shetler a call for a free consultation at 989-453-3531.
The NFL draft enabled the Detroit Lions to turn a potential weakness into a strength by selecting cornerbacks with their first two picks. The Lions traded up 5 spots in Thursday's first round to select Terrion Arnold from Alabama and followed it up by taking Ennis Rakeshaw from Missouri with their second round pick Friday. Detroit, which made it to the NFC Championship game last season, finished 27th against the pass overall and allowed the second most passing yards per game in the playoffs. General manager Brad Holmes says having competition at the cornerback position will make the team better. Wildlife researchers say the wolf population on a remote Lake Superior island is stable, but they announced that the moose population had declined by 14% from last year. Scientists have conducted an annual survey of Isle Royale's wolves and moose since 1958. The only break was in 2021, when the pandemic forced them to cancel. Researchers returned to the island this January, but had to cut the project short after unusually warm temperatures left ice around the island unsafe for their skip planes to land. Still, they were able to gather enough data to estimate the wolf population stands at 30 animals. Last year's estimate was 31 wolves. And we will be right back after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half-off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the three you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our four conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the phone.
Politicians and dog experts are criticizing South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem after she wrote in a new book about killing a rambunctious puppy. The story and the vilification she received on social media has some observers wondering if she's still a viable potential running mate for Donald Trump. Noem has tried to reframe the story from 2 decades ago as an example of her willingness to make tough decisions. She says the 14-month-old dog showed aggressive behavior by biting. Experts who work with hunting dogs like Noem's said she should have trained the pup, not killed it, or found it a new home. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian protesters and U.S. college administrators appear to be coming to a head. Columbia University in New York limited campus access after protesters took over a building earlier today. Police at Yale University in Connecticut moved to clear an encampment. Police cleared a camp at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and detained about 30 people. Police at the University of Connecticut made arrests after protesters refused to remove tents. Demonstrators are sparring over the Israel-Hamas war and its mounting death toll. Ceasefire negotiations appear to be gaining steam, but it is not clear that might inspire protesters to ease their efforts. And we will continue after this.
Get your green on and save big now through April 30th on select John Deere zero-turn mowers at Tri-County Equipment. Check out the John Deere Z330M zero-turn mower with a 48-inch mowing deck, just $38.99. Have a bigger yard? The Z515E zero-turn mower with a 58-inch deck is only $53.99. Or how about stepping up to the John Deere Z735E zero-turn mower with a 60-inch deck, now just $79.99. Have you been looking to get a John Deere Gator to make hunting, barn chores, and getting around the farm easier? Check out the John Deere XUV 560E Gator with the roof included, now on sale for just $14,299. These deals won't last long, so you better hurry. Stop into Tri-County Equipment now until April 30th to take advantage of these sweet green deals.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
A 14-year-old boy has been killed and 4 others have been injured by a man wielding a sword who attacked members of the public and police officers in a northeast London suburb. Police say that a 36-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder. Chief Superintendent Stuart Bell said the violence wasn't being treated as terror-related or a targeted attack. Two police officers were hospitalized for stab wounds. Two other people were also injured. The Metropolitan Police said they were called early Tuesday to reports of a vehicle being driven into a house and people being stabbed close to the Hanault subway station. We do have a obituary report for you. Joyce Ann Miller, 72, of Caseville, passed away on April 26th. A celebration of Joyce Miller's life will be at Hayes United Methodist Church in Pigeon on Sunday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, please consider a memorial to Hayes United Methodist Church or the Caseville Historical Society in Joyce Miller's name. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And weather-wise, here at the station, it is 58 degrees. The humidity is at 55%.